Okay, Rich,
further information, well, forget that.
As chairman of the Butterfly Association for the National Olympic Association of 1964, why do you think that butterfly chasing should be incorporated into the 1964 Olympics?
Well, Joe, I'll tell you, I think that butterfly chasing is a little bit less strenuous than the average 50-mile hike that most of us have been.
Well, I would not compare this so much to the 50-mile hike, but I think, is Marshall Wheelock still here? Because Marshall gave us a very interesting account of the National Duck Goose Association Prevention and... and we have the National Duck Duck Goose here himself. We're comparing this to the National Duck Duck Goose Association, and you, as chairman of the National Butterfly Association, are in competition with them. So, in relation to the National Duck Duck Goose, I think the National Butterfly Chasing Association stands in national average rating.
They're back.
Oh, here we go.
There we go.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Another delicate article.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen, the crew from... ladies and gentlemen, for those of you want to hold it up, Harris?
Yes, I'd like to hold it up.
Harris is holding up. Harris is holding up a very delicate article now, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, so delicate. Sweet it is.
This is Stripe. This is the coat that of Joseph's many colors. Joseph didn't quite wear this, but this was Joseph's.
Don't forget, you get fewer cavities with Stripe, baby.
Oh, that's. I think this is getting. Can we have that one over here, please?
Oh, I don't think we're gonna put it on the air, do we? Don't?
Look at that. You get a.
We have another delicate. We have another delicate article here for the part of the human anatomy. Two South, thank you very much, Two South.
So this is what David killed Goliath with, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And that takes care of it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to start bidding on this early tomorrow morning. So, I'd like to have everyone save up a little bit of their money. This was an orange one. We have a fiery red one, orange one.
All right.
And a...
Manolete.
And a striped one. So, we'd like to thank all of the young ladies.
We'd like the chartreuse one if you have.
We'd like the young ladies in Two South to thank them very much for their kind consideration in fostering the decoration of many of the gentlemen's homes.
And the third floor of South Hall, don't forget that, please.
All right, third floor South and two.
They gave us these. Yes, they did.
It's the red ones.
Oh, the, yeah, well.
The red ones were from 3 North, 3 South, 3 North.
Third floor, three.
Well, you see, it's like this.
No, third floor South. Third floor South, Daddy.
Okay, I'm getting back to the butterflies.
My
Richie, how are you?
George and I would like to.
Okay. here's some more coffee. Why don't you stop over, people? We have a lot of coffee and a lot of fun over here. Harris is here with you. Harris, you were supposed to pass it down.
Oh, well, Buddy has coffee.
I got mine.
Okay. So, Richie, in concluding our little interview about why you think you should be a butterfly, tell us a little bit more about what the association does in fostering butterfly chasing.
Well, Joe, we've developed a new breed of butterfly, which...
Really? What's the name of this new breed?
This is the catch-a-fly butterfly.
Richie, I did some research with Richie on this catch-a-fly butterfly.
Oh, is that right, Harris? I didn't
know. Yes, so Richie and I worked very arduously over the summer. Most of our research was done in the parking lot, of course, but what we found...
You and Richie?
Well, no, in conjunction with a few other people, you know.
Harris, take back your...
No. What we found out was that this new butterfly is not really a butterfly at all, but it's a substitute for the 79-cent spread fly. It's only a modern fly, see.
Okay. So, according to all the above-mentioned statistics...
You want more?
We are going to,
excuse me, Joe, but there's been a very important announcement. The panties were...
What?
The delicate material made of gossamer or something like that, which came from a 3 North Wing South Hall, they're size 10. That should mean that they're worth at least a dollar.
A dollar for a pair of size 10?
Yeah. Well, you know, 10 cents an inch.
One year at a 10 cents a dance, folks. This is the new innovation, right? Right.
Okay. Here's the 10 cents an inch size tenors. Okay. So,
it's a good thing this is closed circuit.
It's not.
So that, The unmentionables are from a organization in Three North. Three North.
Yes, and just
three
to think,
South, rather.
And just to think that they used to be
North
the untouchables.
Okay. So then we have with us again as our concluding guest tonight, Richard Rozell in the Butterfly Championship. Rich, tell us one more in final conclusion as how did you win the championship?
Yeah. Well, Joe, the way I practiced for my championship challenge was through the goose-goose duck-duck method.
Actually, then the goose-goose duck-duck, goose-goose duck, duck-duck-goose. The duck-duck goose is with us tonight. We'll hear from him a little later. And that seems to be the prevalent method in almost all butterfly chasing contests. Thank you very much, Richard Rozell, Butterfly Chaser of the Year.
Don't forget, we have a very important announcement. We'll come here in a few minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time I would like to say a couple words in a very serious vein. We are here tonight from the World University Service and working for the Campus Community Chest, in which we hope to raise money to bring over a student from Japan and other foreign countries. Half of the money that we raise will go to this worthy cause. We have tonight raised a considerable amount, considering that we've only been up 2 hours. We'll have the total for us. But at this time, we'd like to mention exactly what we're doing here. We're trying to raise money for the World University Service, and we are trying to incorporate money for the Campus Community Chest. Broadcasting from the studios of Uppsala College, WFMU 91.1 FM, 640 AM, and Channel 7 Closed Circuit Television. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you the President of the United States.
Thank you. I do have a call, but I'm here with my brother who does not. I'll have you know this. As I stand here, rather, as I sit here, I would like to say the following comments and make the following statements. Brother Bob, do you agree with me? And you'd better.
I agree, Brother John.
That's good. And you'd better. I'd like to just say something else. Pretty soon, they're going to start sending up turkey and roast beef sandwiches from the stage delicatessen. And we're going to get little skinny comedians and very good-looking, handsome Italian singers to come up here and sing songs just as they did 5 years ago before they broke up. And do you have anything else to say about that, Brother Bob?
I feel the situation calls for a greater amount of endeavor.
Well, what do you mean by that, Brother Bob?
That means who says a good newspaper has to be good?
And who says a good newspaper has to be on strike? Brother Bob,
yes,
I want to ask you a question. Actually, what's new?
We are waiting for those phones to ring.
Joe, seriously, I'd like to say something in a very serious vein. I mean, I know that I'm known as a cut-up around here a lot of times. That's true. But I mean, now, I mean, I can't be serious if I want to and ruin the whole effect. A fellow by the name of John Andres, Don Andresen, gave me a whole box full of pennies before. He had been saving up to buy some kind of token for his girl, but he gave me a whole about 50 or something pennies, Joe. And one more thing, I'd like to say, people, if you have a penny or a nickel or a dime or a quarter, give it to us, and we'll give it to somebody who really needs it. Thanks.
Okay, fine. Here we go. We have some new people joining us. Stan Bodner, Larry Siegel, and a lot of others. These people were on the transfers on the IQ Challenge recently on WFMU. Harris, 1 second, please.
Yes, sir. I just want to give my money to somebody.
All right. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to make one announcement, and then we're going to hear what we've all been waiting for, a little bit of music, and give us all a rest. Springdale Girls gave us a call and gave $1, and they said, why not get a spring cleanup committee for the Lily Pond? What, will you please tell me what this is? Lily Pond. They will give $4 for... Gentlemen, can we have a little quiet here, please? Listen, this is very important. I think a lot of you fellows out in the audience can be interested in this. They will give $4 if four eligible gentlemen will clean up the Lily Pond at spring cleaning. Okay, at spring cleaning, if four eligible gentlemen will please go over to Springdale Hall. We're going to have $1 for each man, and Stu Strzok is on his way again. Okay, so...
Can I just say this? This is really funny, and, you know, I mean,
well,
I...
Well, we have a
okay, right.
We're going to get back to Harris in 1 second, but right now, ladies and gentlemen, I think we can all give everyone a little rest and tune over to our announcer and our man way at the top.
Okay, Bob Westlake, let's hear a room at the top.
Zeus!
This is your room at the top. Okay, and the first song we'd like to play is Pete Johnson, Your Disc Jockey, with Paul Peterson. Lawrence of Arabia, let's hear it, folks. Well, what's holding it out there? Come on, boys. Here's Pete Johnson, your swinging disc jockey. We'll like to bring back an oldie for you of 1962. It's My Dad by Paul Peterson.
Hello, hello. 1, 2, 3, 4. We on the air again?
Yeah, we are.
I believe we're back on the air.
Joe?
Hold on for a minute, Harris. We have an accountant's total at exactly 6 minutes after 2. We have a grand total of $32.07. And $33.17, ladies and gentlemen. It's just been $33.17. The total is just, Joe, $32.75. Now, $33.17. Please, Harris. $33.17. That's our total right now for World University Service and the campus chess drive. That's approximately $15, a little bit more than $15 every hour.
So, I say this about
All right. It's approximately $15 for every hour, so that we're doing pretty well, although we could possibly do a lot better.
Yes,
we'll give you our numbers once more. Orange 2, 5251, and any number at South Hall. The number that we're trying to call here, if you want to call outside, is 674-9526. 674-9526. That's for the numbers outside of the dormitories. Numbers in the dormitory, pick up any phone in North or South Hall. I think we've given you the directions before. South Hall takes the north wing. Kenbrook uses second floor. And Springdale only uses their one and only phone, which is all the phones they have.
And okay. in Sussex County, Middlesex County, you know, and Yukon, all that jazz. Don't forget, Joe and I are going to be in front of the New Frontier Supermarket tomorrow with our fishbowls. So all your little kitties, you come around, you put your already been chewed bubble gum and your fudge and all that jazz. And anything you don't want, you put your big sisters in the fishbowl and you put your pets in the fishbowl and, you know, sadism. Everybody contribute money. This is really a wonderful car.
Joe, we just had a very interesting offer from Doug Boyd. He is willing to pay 5 cents for every 1959 penny that we collect. That's five for a penny, and at 10 cents an inch, even that's cheap.
Okay, at 10 cents an inch, that's 5 cents.
Harris, move over here. Sure, Joe. Sure, Joe.
Yes. Move to the third chair. I want to leave the middle chair. Chair,
right? Okay.
We got our cleanup committee working here now. That's Doug Boyd. Was that who it was?
Yes.
Doug Boyd is going to pay five for one. For every 1959 penny that you have in the dormitories, or that you have in the outside world there.
We got three
pennies, so let's hear it. There goes that magic sound. That's money. That's the magic sound of money
more
here at the WFMU. So let's not forget now, Doug Boyd will give 5 cents for every one 1959 penny that you have to offer. 5 cents for every 1959 penny. That's not very much on your part, one penny. He's certainly doing a job on his part. So all you girls in South Hall, all you girls in Bremer Hall, let's get those pennies rolling in here. We're going to have a good time tonight. We're having a good time.
Well, don't get them rolling.
The phones are ringing. We're having a lot of fun. We want you to stay tuned. Keep with us. By the way, we're at station WFMU, 91.1 FM on your radio dial. We have phones just rang again, and we have a special announcement here to Miss Connie Kremer from Jack Miller. Remember that night, Connie.